Ah, that is the sound of Morning Hog Happy Hour. 95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station for 25 years plus, is proud to present the Riggs and Guy Brew Review with them, Josh and Amelia from SR Parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on, let them hear it.
Oh, that's, listen to that crowd. Oh, good. Keep it up. Crowd. Yeah, you guys can, you want to doff your cap like a ball player? Perfect. That's beautiful. Thank you, Josh. Good morning, you guys. Welcome. It is, you know, last time we met, it was on the eve of Easter, and we had a very special sort of, we had sort of some fancy, fruity, tasty seltzers. Today, we are getting nuts and bolts serious, because I see some cylinders I want to go all into. What are we doing?
Your favorite brand.
You doing Terrapin?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, God. Guy, give me that shotgun. Where's that shotgun over there? I left one bullet in it. Give it to me, please. Let me have it. Yeah, that's right. Keep this thing on. Sorry, I get excited when we get into some Terrapin products. Where are we going first? What are we doing?
So we brought a few things today. One's going to be their 12-pack variety pack, which is a survival kit.
All right.
And then a couple seasonal releases.
I love this. Okay. All right. I have survived many, many a weekend on Terrapin, and this one will be no different. Good start. All right.
We're going to start super light with their recreational ale.
Okay.
So this has been out for a little while. It used to be something slightly different, and then they kind of tweaked it a little bit to go with that low-calorie lifestyle.
Okay.
So this clocks in, I believe, right around 99 calories.
Are you, Amelia?
And the ABV is 4.2%. So super easy drinking, great boat beer. We're starting to hit those 90-degree weather marks. So something...
I've never thought about the calorie count on this beer. I have had this beer many times. It just never occurred to me that I was doing something good for my body during it other than just having a good time. But this is even better. It's double duty.
And all the hop action is still there. Fantastic.
Yes.
Easy drinking. The fact that it's low-cal and you can't really tell is all.
Would you agree, too, that we've talked about other brewers who have that signature hop flavor? I feel like, at least for the most part, the Terrapin line has that. They get a little weird off.
Yeah, they have some weird offshoots. But as far as what we'll be talking about here, Obscutioner is their most well-known brand.
Right.
And so they definitely have a lot of characteristics that stick to that same flavor profile. Don't vary too far until they get into the recreational.
Which implies that you could recreate during it.
Exactly.
Any favorite recreation that you would like to be doing while holding a Terrapin like that?
Yes. I want to take this paddleboarding. I want to take it kayaking. I just want to take it out on the water.
And most people, by the way, you need two hands to do that. Amelia knows how to do it with one hand and hold the beer in the other.
And at 4.2, you could drink this all day.
Literally an all-day beer.
Yeah. It's good. It's a very good choice. A good way to start off your weekend. Okay, and that's in the survival kit.
Correct.
As well as what else?
I believe this also comes in the 16-ounce cans. But in our area, really look for those 12 packs if you want to get the right
deal. Okay. All right, good. And then, I see what Amelia's got. It matches her shirt.
That's right. Luau, bringing the luau.
Luau crunkles.
All right. I've never been to Hawaii. I've never been. I've seen it in pictures. I know somebody who went there one time. They brought me a shirt. Doesn't fit anymore. But this beer fits in my hand. That's all I care about. Luau Crunkles from the Crunkles
from
line.
From the Crunkles line, yep. But with the Luau here, we have a Pog beer, which is passion fruit, orange, and guava IPA.
Passion fruit, orange, and guava. All
this
together.
Is delicious.
This is one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not super huge on IPAs.
Yeah.
But this is one of my favorites by far.
I am super huge on them, and I love this beer. Double duty. And the can. I love the can as well. I would like to have, like, perhaps some workout pants that look like that can. I don't know if I can get a hold of Spike and see if he can make those, but that would be good, right? Because then even if you weren't moving a lot or didn't have a lot of motion or were lethargic, you'd still look like you were moving if you look at that too long.
Right.
Your eyes would start doing the work.
Very psychedelic, but also very
tropical.
Yeah, it
is a very one. Yeah. 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 Throw on a lay and have one of these.
Yeah, this
weekend.
Makes me want to dance.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to see that.
Guy, why don't you throw on a lay?
All right, maybe I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
So this is available in 6-packs. On draft. Now.
If you go to srprod.com/beerfinder to find out exactly where to get it.
If you have not had that beer, too, you do yourself a favor. And like you said, you're not a big IPA guy, but you get that in your mouth. It's like that's a whole separate category. That is like fruit explosion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But all the hops are still there. So it is still for the IPA lover.
Yeah.
It just has that additional of some of those really nice fruits that kind of rounds everything out.
But it's not extremely hoppy.
Exactly.
So someone who's wanting to get into IPAs
can
start with this one.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's hanging out in the background. You know, the hops are in that one. Much like me at a Victoria's Secret. Just hanging out in the background. Staring. Sorry. Okay, I didn't mean for that to get weird. All right. Let's get one more on this side. What other Terrapin fine product do we want to try?
This one you might not recognize. This is technically a 12-pack exclusive. It's a Cryosphere.
You know, I'm familiar with that one.
However, This will be in six pack short.
Oh, wow!
What is this one called?
Look, that's an announcement right there.
So it's Cryosphere.
Yeah.
So they use I guess you could call it a technology for their hops called Cryohops.
Okay.
Which is a labor-intensive product where they freeze it with nitrogen and then they separate the lupulins and all this other nonsense. And you get this beer. It's clocking at 5.5%, so it's not doing, it's not a heavy hitter by any means. You should get a really, really nice hop profile.
Oh, that's good.
And know exactly what you're tasting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got that has obviously a more pronounced hop punch than the other two.
Yep.
But still not salting your tongue up or anything. Right?
No, it does linger slightly, but it's not, like you said, it's not thick on your tongue, but the flavor on your exhale is still absolutely.
So what you've told me now is that I have had one of these beers in the back of my fridge for 6 months probably because I got it out of the sampler, right? Out of the pack.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to hide that anymore because I can get this in sixers.
Yeah, I'd still wait a little bit longer. Okay. Probably a couple months out, but okay. Will be.
So maybe July.
Right on. That's what we're expecting.
Okay. I don't want to pin you down to a date. Anyway, again, we'll give out Josh's home phone.
Yeah.
You can call
if it's not here by July, you can call. Yeah.
That's an interesting flavor.
Right?
Yep.
But still that Terrapin signature hop flavor there, too.
Definitely.
It's right in there.
Yes.
I like it. Well, I feel like we'll take a brief break. I'll burp really loud. And then when we come back, we'll be talking about not only three more great Terrapin flavors, but an opportunity for you to enjoy these right in your face in DeLand tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Morning Hog Happy Hour rolls on. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. That's Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot. It's an all Terrapin day here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.